Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
800-636-1067. So Coach and I want to transition to basketball. So what we're going to do is we're going to go rapid fire through these calls because there's so many of people weighing in on whether or not the Redskins season is over. So if you got a phone call, get it in now because I'm going rapid fire. 800-636-1067. Everybody be quick with their opinions, because we moving and we grooving. Let's start with Ken in College Park. Ken, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
What's up, fellas? I just want to say that I think the Redskins are definitely going to show what they're made of when it comes to heart. At the end of the day, if they end up losing all four games, I'm okay with that, as long as they fight. You know, you can't, when you have 18 players on injured reserve, it's very hard to be successful in the NFL. So as long as they fight, I'll be happy with that. And, you know, hell to the Redskins, man.
I like that call, man. I like where your head's at.
And nobody worry about any of this until Monday. Now, once again, it's a must-win game. But let's figure out what happens and see when we talk on Monday.
Sam and Fairfax, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Hey, Travis. Thanks for taking my call. I was saying hope is not a strategy. We all hope that we're going to win. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got to figure out how it's going to happen, right? The brass tacks. I mean, when Colt McCoy came in, like, at least he's a gunslinger. There's a chance. Well, what is Sanchez, whatever his nickname is, what does he have? What is he going to do for us? I don't understand how we're going to win.
You can always win when you have a good. It's not a Ravens guy, but we talk the same way up there. The defense of the Ravens and the defense of the Skins are their strong points. So you always have a chance. If we didn't have any defense, you could say it's over. You know, in other words, because we're a gunslinging team like the Saints. Our defense is pretty good, so you always got a chance when you can play defense.
Thanks for the call, Sam. Let's go around the horn. Daniel in Springfield, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Hey, man. I know I'm only 12 years old, but I've been a Redskins fan for like 7 years. My dad's a diehard, and I think our season's still alive. If we win out and we beat the Titans, because they beat the Patriots, so we have points from that. But if we win out, we have a good chance to get in. And if the Eagles beat the Cowboys today, we're all 3-7-6, so we got a good chance. And go Skins.
Daniel, Coach and I love where your head is at, and even though you're just 12 years old, you, sir, are a leader of men. Let's go to Jim in Rockville. I think I pretty much covered that one, Coach.
Definitely.
What's up, Jim?
Hi, I'm the Silent Assassin. Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
The Silent Assassin is alive. Are we meeting at Old Ebbitt tomorrow? We're meeting at Old Ebbitt after the Celtics game on Wednesday.
Okay, well, I saw Buck Williams at Home Depot today. I had
what?
My sister take with him. He lives in Potomac.
That
He's
guy
a
could
great
still
guy.
Get 10 rebounds a game if he would get 10 tonight for the Wizards if he wanted.
He rented a truck. He was throwing these 2x4s in his truck like they were toothpicks. Man, that guy is huge.
One of the
nicest guy in the world.
The two greatest
nice guy.
The two greatest Carolina players not to go to North Carolina: Dominique Wilkins and Buck Williams.
Really?
Dominique and Buck Williams.
Rocky Mount.
Right, they were the two
Rocky Mount.
They were the two best Carolina players not from the state of Carolina, and Chris Miller will attest to this.
He was
Silent
very,
Assassin.
Very nice.
If the Skins win, they're fine. Are you going to look, we got Terps, we got Hoyas. Come up to the Terps game today, 4 o'clock, Sister Jean and Loyola. Sister
All right, I got your number. All right, well, good luck, Jimmy. I'll talk to you later.
See you, brother.
Jim, you're the man. Let's go to Matt in Annandale. Matt, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Oh, we are dead.
All right, that pretty much sums that up. Thanks for the call. So, Coach, let's move on to basketball, shall we? 800-636-1067.
You know what's funny coming back to this area? The Travis Thomas Experience. I love it.
Thank you.
The basketball is just not the same anywhere in the country. From high school to college, hey, the Hoyas, they're going to give Syracuse all they want. The Terps, the Wizards. But you know what it is? The fans really know the game in this area.
No
like,
doubt.
I grew up with the Celtics, and it's a different passion, you know, Bird and all them. The high school to the college to the pro thing, this is the best area in the country, in the world.
Do Celtics fans think about Lynn bias the way that Maryland fans do? Do Celtics fans say, man, if Lynn didn't pass and he had joined this dynasty, what would have? Because you hear Maryland people obviously say that all the time.
And that's when I had just come to Catholic University. And I remember, everybody remembers, I was in Boston. I thought it was a joke because I had gone 1 year to Catholic U, so I knew how good he was. The thing is, he was going to fit. Look, this week in Washington, you got a chance to see the Celtics and the Lakers against the Wizards, okay? Celtics and the Lakers. Think of growing up, I'm 52, for 10 or 15 years, the Celtics and the Lakers until Jordan really came around and then Isaiah. But the Celtics and the Lakers dominated basketball. Those two teams are coming in. He was exactly what we needed to beat the Lakers. Like, they had Worthy. They were a little more athletic. We had Bird, Mikhail Parrish, little old Dennis Johnson. The worst part besides the tragedy is he was exactly what the Celtics needed. And that rivalry we would have gone on. Because then the Lakers end up winning the two in a row. And then, of course, they beat Isaiah. Then Isaiah comes around, then Jordan. But the Celtics could have kept going, and a lot of guys could have extended their career. But he was the three-man, could play defense, make the three, athletic. It's just too bad because that was the end of the Celtics, you know, that was the end of the Celtics-Lakers rivalry because the Lakers continued to maintain. Then they had Kobe and all that. Bias could have played for so long, but he was so what they needed. I was looking to see him fit in. You know, he was the prototype 2-3 that could score, play defense. And it's a day not many people in Boston will ever forget. And everyone knows where they were when that happened.
Now, you were assistant coach for a long time at the University of Maryland under one Gary Williams. Now, I have worked with Gary several times.
Very interesting cat.
I've never went and grabbed a pint with Gary. What's Gary like outside of the media, outside of even coaching? What's
giver.
He like?
One of the greatest guys ever. He's a giver. Gary Williams understood that he had a real, really great responsibility to make players better and to take care of them. And one of Gary Williams' things that people, well, he's a great guy off, well, maybe the golf course, maybe not so much. But as a person, he's not like he is on the court. On the court, he's very intense. Remember Gary Williams, and I think John Thompson had the same thing. It's their job to make really talented players reach their potential. A lot of guys would just say, oh, the regular really, let's make the middle, you know, let's turn the C's into B's and the B's into A's. I thought Gary Williams' best thing was, I'm going to take an A-minus guy and turn him into Steve Francis or Joe Smith or Keith Booth. Walt Williams was a skinny little kid from Crossland. Okay, he can shoot. He had a 10-year career. He's made tons of money. Great guy. Tony Massenberg was not exactly a ready-made project. And what I like about Gary Williams is and this is the problem in coaching today, we're backing off the really good players. And, oh, well, you had to coddle them. No, he took a great responsibility in saying, it's my job to make that guy who's really good into a really great player. And that is tough. Him and Thompson. Thompson didn't back away from Ewing or Allen Iverson. And that's where coaching's gotten a little different. Oh, they're good enough. Let's leave them over there and let them take bad shots or not work hard. And we'll work with it. And we're going to talk about Urban Meyer because Urban Meyer, I think, gets frustrated with that. Gary Williams, great guy, fun off the he's really loves all sports, was a big baseball player, was from Collingswood, New Jersey, which is really outside of Philly. Never forgot the opportunity that the University of Maryland got him. He was not a guy from a lot of money. University of Maryland gave him the opportunity of a lifetime, and he couldn't wait to come back and fix them. I think he wants to see it get fixed again. I think Loxley is part of the solution. But Gary Williams, his biggest thing was, it's our job, Jim. He used to say, no one called me Jim except him. Jim. But you got to take that really, really high-level talent, like a Bryce Harper and them, and make them even go higher. And that's what I loved about watching him. Because, you know, I'm scared. I coached Lawrence Moten in high school and Charlie Harrison and Carroll. And I didn't, you know, he was a young guy. I'm not going to mess with those two. They're going to Syracuse and Wake Forest. He took that challenge on. And I think JT, the old man, was also the same way. And that's where coaching's gotten a little different. And that's why I think Krzyzewski is still so great. Because he says, you guys are really good, but I'm the boss. And this is how we're going to get you to be really good players.
Let me ask you this, because you are one hell of a head coach in your own right. What are your... Personally, what are your greatest memories from coaching? Doesn't even necessarily have to be head coaching, but just coaching your whole career. What, you know, in your mind, what's your legacy? What are your takeaways? What are things you'll go to your grave remembering and just feeling a sense of joy from?
Well, I mean, it's the kids that graduate, do well, you know, players, managers, things like that, that go on to be doctors, lawyers, work for ESPN. That's the top stuff that's not basketball related. But I can't lie, my biggest win was beating Georgetown, speaking of Georgetown in the USA Arena. It was just we finally knew we kind of had arrived because Maryland was a mess when Gary got there. And then I got there and they were. The first 2 years in the league, we didn't do so well because Duke won the national title and Carolina won the national title. And Gary Williams gave a passionate speech. We'd lost by like 50 to Carolina. And he kept saying, those teams are in our league. In other words, they're in our league to the staff in the locker room. Like, we're either going to catch them or they're not going away. That's when there was eight teams and nine teams in the ACC. Like, we have to decide to catch Duke and Carolina because it's never going to change. All of a sudden, Joe Smith came. Beating the Hoyas gave us the confidence to play and to go recruit other players. Because that was Johnny Rhodes and Keith Booth, but it was Joe Smith. Then we got to the NCAA, which was really big. But, you know, winning the ACC title and all, but nothing like winning the national championship. You know, nothing just like, just to say like we belonged with Carolina and Duke. But the Georgetown win was a huge, huge thing for us. And then, you know, that's funny, beating Kansas when they had Paul Pierce and Rafe LaFrance. There are just steps you take along the way and you say, hey, maybe we can do this. Because let me tell you, I doubted it. This guy, I'm like, this guy's crazy. He said we're catching Duke and Carolina. I'm like, it sounds good, but we're never catching those two teams. No, he firmly believed it. And it was really interesting to see him build a program the right way with the right players. But Gary Williams, Joe Smith, you're a sophomore. You got to go to the NBA and take care of your family. Steve Francis, we have to take a junior college player. Like, he would adjust, and he didn't want all one-and-dones, but he was very good at, like, we need some four-year players, which, by the way, I think today's college game still it's needs lost. Four-year players.
Yeah, it's lost art now.
Right? Some four-year players, but we can take a JUCO. Mm-hmm. But he was all about the character of the kid and do guys want to get better, but passionate. You know, the last thing I'll say about Gary Williams is no matter what was going on in the world, I remember sitting there when Magic Johnson got AIDS to 9/11 to all this, and he was very compassionate about all those things. But the 2 hours on the court was about getting better as a team, and it was teaching basketball. Great teacher. Great teacher.
Coach Jimmy Patsos in studio with me here on the Travis Thomas Experience. Take your phone calls, 800-636-1067. We'll be right back. 1067 The Fan. Travis Thomas Experience. Coach Jimmy Patsos in studio digging the soundtrack.
This dude was awesome. I saw him at the Warner Theater 3 weeks ago. Me and my wife went. He has a play traveling around the country.
Wow.
And he was outstanding.
I'll say this. You should know this because it started in Baltimore. This show is called Travis Thomas Experience. I built my whole brand around that name, Travis Thomas Experience. Because I was doing a radio show on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. And at that time, it was called The Travis Thomas Show, right?
Right. I like the experience.
Real original, right? And some dude called my show, and he's under the influence, we'll say, right? not drunk. Not drunk, though, right?
Now it's legal. You can do whatever
you want. Well, we just played Snoop, so there you go. So he calls my show, and he talks about whatever he talks about. And then at the end, before he hangs up, Hey man, one more thing before I go, man. I listen to a lot of shows on this network, man. I can't tell you. Your show, it's not a show, dude. It's an experience. And I was like,
we gotta find that guy.
Wow. And it stuck. It was, and I know you've had these moments in your life where it's a throwaway line. Maybe you said it or someone says it to you, but it almost hits your soul. You're like, wait, oh, that makes sense.
Is that when you change the name?
By the way,
me and my wife like watching you. Jenks is good, too. You have a lot of characters. You're almost like a character guy.
Thank you.
No, I like it. You're not like mainstream TV. But the Snoop thing, he showed a lot of range in there. By the way, there was a lot of people having a good time. This guy did 5 shows in 2.5 days, Friday night, 2 Saturday, 2 Sunday. That's a performer. He was grinding.
You know, I think there's
the next city.
There's something to say for that in not just entertainment, in this business.
This guy's a real
coaching,
artist.
In sports. Everyone wants to be great, right? And no one wants to put in the work to do it. And it's easy to look at a Coach Jimmy Patsos or a Gary Williams.
Well, those are two very different people.
Or Patrick
Who's
Ewing.
Who's doing a good job, Patrick Ewing?
You know, or whatever, or a Snoop. And it's easy to look at guys at the top of their heap and say, man, look at that. But you don't really realize the work that not only it takes to get there, Coach,
but to stay there. That's the staying power of Gary. And that's why I think Ewing's going to do a really good job there. I like him. Snoop's, it was basically It's a Wonderful Life, his version. Like, if he had gone to this thing, he would have got shot and all this stuff.
Wow.
But to do it like an artist, like a real actor, it was impressive. I'll tell you what, me and my wife, we were impressed.
That's awesome.
So now we go back to the Hoyas play Syracuse today.
They're going to cover that spread. They're covering the spread.
Numbers 12, I think they got a chance to win.
Outright?
They're 7-1. Hey, Boeheim's going to play zone, so if you make some shots, the thing about Boeheim is he won't blow you out. And I'm, see, Georgetown, Syracuse, they're bringing it back.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a great game. That was the game back in the day. Maryland, Georgetown, let's play every year.
They should play.
Let's
Stop
play every
BSing.
Year.
Yes, every year. Starting now. And here's the thing, Coach. You know, Georgetown, from the looks of it, are getting their stuff together.
They had a big win over Illinois. They've had some good wins.
This is a perfect time to resurrect it.
Yes, let's play like the first game. Here's what you do. And I've got my own theories. There's a lot of holiday tournaments around Thanksgiving and
for
stuff.
Sure.
So that's too much.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After Thanksgiving, that like Wednesday or Thursday, Terps Hoyas. You can go from Capital Arena over to the Xfinity Center. Everybody play. It helps everybody's season tickets. Everybody has a few games under their belt, and you just play it because it's important. And Ewing versus Turgeon and Maryland versus Georgetown. And let's face it. It's how you do in your league that's going to get you. But I like this Syracuse Georgetown. I'm leaving here and going to Baltimore because we play Loyola Chicago, who we're going to beat today, Maryland, and you know Sister Jean and all that. But these are games that are fun. But the Syracuse Georgetown, me and Mike Lonergan, who was the coach for a long time at GW in Vermont, we couldn't wait to ask Jack Bruin for tickets to get to the Syracuse Georgetown game.
Yeah,
and then there was the Maryland Duke, Maryland Carolinas. Now they were later. But if you can revive some of these, I think it's good for the fans.
No question. All right, so look, I'm going to come back to hoops because I want to go around the NBA with you. I only have you for another couple segments.
Yep.
So I want to get a lot in, but I want to go here for a second. So Urban Meyer leaves Ohio State and says it's health issues. I find it interesting that, and I'm not taking anything away from that. I know he definitely has health issues.
No, he does.
Right? So I'm not going to make light of that. However, he had some issues, we'll say, at Florida, right? There was some sketchiness going on. And he leaves Florida for health issues, and he says, he always leaves a little glimmer, more than likely I'm done coaching. And then he coaches Ohio State. Now he leaves Ohio State, sketchiness, and he says, my health, my family, I may possibly be done with coaching. What's going on there? Do you think he's going to come back to coaching?
I think he coaches in the NFL in a year. I have seen Urban Meyer speak. He talks about how the 10% of the top's easy because they're great players, great character. The middle 80% you have to manage, just like Gary Williams. But Urban Meyer really cares, and he takes personal that bottom 10%. And he said one of his flaws is that he can't leave the bottom 10% alone, whether it's guys getting in trouble, talented guys. Remember, he had Aaron Hernandez, you know, and I'm not saying it's his fault. I think he just gets too emotionally attached, and he can't let the bottom 10% go, and I get what he's saying. In other words, he was telling these coaches at a coaching clinic, you got to let the bottom 10% go because it'll clog your mind, you spend too much time worrying about it, and you ruin your top your middle 80%. He has a speech. It's called 10-80-10. Mm. You don't have to worry about your top 10. Those guys are going to be fine. But that 80% gets lost because you're worrying about the bottom 10, and I think whether it was his assistant coach thing and then, hey, they didn't get in. I thought they should have got in. Be quiet. I want six teams in the college football.
Oh, it's coming. Oh, you know, coach, it's always about the money.
And you know what? The top two get a bye because I wanted to see them be in. I kind of wanted to see Central Florida to get in. But Urban Meyer, I think it's just war on him. I think he's going to get refreshed, and he is an offensive coach. And I think he goes, look, if the Cleveland and Cincinnati jobs could both be open this year now, does he take it right away? I doubt it. But I'd take Baker Mayfield. I want to coach if I can coach Baker Mayfield.
Coach Patsos coming in strong, Double J. I was not prepared for that.
No recruiting problems.
Knowledge
in the NFL.
Right.
It's just players. Just play football. But I think he coaches again. I just think it's in the NFL.
That's amazing. All right, Coach Jimmy Patsos in studio with me. When we come back, we'll go around the NBA. Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan. All right, I got a couple more segments with my man, Coach Jimmy Patsos. And I've been dying to talk to him about NBA stuff. I'm an NBA nerd, as he knows. I'm a hoops nerd. In fact, I told him off air, So I'm going to put all my business out in the street because that's how I get down. I told him off air, Double J knows this. I told him off air, I said, look, I never, in this industry, I never, ever, ever, ever ask favors because it's so corny. You know, you meet athletes, you meet coaches. I just hate being the guy like, could you get me some tickets? Could you? It's so
That's
slimy.
All I get. Can you get me shoes?
I know, and I hate
Not
that, right?
You.
I know, but in general, it happens to me too. People ask me for stuff all the time. But here's the deal, right? Every now and again, certain events happen where I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to call in a favor. So I was telling Coach, I love basketball so much. I love the NBA. But, man, I love March Madness. So come March, I will be reaching out, Coach.
I'll do the
something.
Whole show for them. Plus, maybe we'll go to some games.
Now you're talking my language. But I want to stay here with the NBA, okay? We got plenty of time to get into college as that season progresses. But NBA, there's a few different topics I want to get to. Let's start in chronological order. So Kevin Durant says, playing alongside LeBron James with the Lakers is toxic. Is he insane?
I mean, I don't blame him for telling the truth. Remember, toxic isn't always bad. It's just that it's not easy.
Explain that, because to me, toxic is toxic waste.
I mean, it's not like, you know, I mean, in other words, it's not like he's impossible to play with or anything. He's just, you have to do it his way. He's going to call the plays in the fourth quarter, but you get to go to the finals, you get to win, and you're in Los Angeles. I just think Durant, that's not in his DNA. And this is what I was talking. That's why I like Curry better than Durant. I told you, Curry's Denzel and Durant's Morgan Freeman. One's a leading man, one's the best supporting man. There's nothing wrong with that. Durant's probably the best supporting actor ever in the history of the NBA. Him and Scottie Pippen is my debate. That being said, maybe he just doesn't want to feel the pressure of playing with LeBron. Maybe you're going to have to do things you don't want to do, or it's always going to be LeBron's show. I don't go to practice there. Until you go to practice, I don't know, but it's probably not the easiest thing in the world to play with LeBron, but you get to win.
I'm going
to
show you how diabolical I think. I think he's sabotaging LeBron.
Why? So he leaves, or does he want the Lakers by himself? Where does Durant go next year?
You know where Durant's going to go? To the Warriors. And you know
what he stays?
You know what he's doing? You don't want to play with LeBron, young talent. What are you thinking? I mean, that guy's going to take all the spotlight. Go start your own team. You know why? So he can keep kicking LeBron's ass.
Well, he's going to if he stays with Klay Thompson and Curry and Green. And by the way, Boogie Cousins is good.
Now, time out, Coach. Klay's leaving.
You think?
Klay is more likely to go to the Lakers than KD.
He is, but he's a peaceful, he's a very earthy guy that just wants to shoot threes and play D. I love Klay Thompson. Played for Tony Bennett of Washington State. I was out in San Fran couple weeks ago. I've done Steph's camp. They got a brand new arena coming. They walk on water out there. There's no hockey team.
Right.
The Niners are down the street now in Santa Clara. They own the city.
Wow.
They own the Bay Area. And I think they're going to be winning. It depends what happens with Cousins. If that's a disaster, and I don't think it's going to be. He's pretty good, you know, Cousins.
Yeah.
That guy can really play. And when
that's
you cut
a
down the Nets.
That's a 1 year deal too, though, Coach.
It is. He's making $5 million. We don't have to have a bake sale for him. He's going to be all right. But interesting, I would want to keep winning if I was Durant. If Klay Thompson leaves, he definitely stays.
Now, here's the other thing I want to get to. So I was going to ask you about Jimmy.
The Warriors beat the Bucks last night to let him by 20.
They held him under 100 for the first time, I think, all season. Someone's
held
the Bucks
under. I like Giannis Antetokounmpo. I like that guy.
I want to ask you this. I was going to originally today ask you about Jimmy Butler's fit in Philly.
With Embiid causing problems.
But then Embiid comes out. And I'm going to read this direct quote to you, Coach. You've been in these locker rooms. You tell me he never says his name, but is this a shot at Jimmy Butler? Okay? I'm going to read you this quote. Quote, I haven't felt myself lately. I think it's mainly because of the way I've been used, which is I'm being used as a spacer, I guess a stretch five, which I'm only shooting 29% from three, but it seems like the past couple of games, like, the way I play, our setup, Coach Brett Brown always has me starting on the perimeter, and it just really frustrates me. Is this a veiled, subliminal, you know, is this a Jimmy, myself, and Ben Simmons don't work? Or am I reading too much into this?
Well, they won without him last night in Detroit. Me and my wife went to a high school game last night, Calvert Hall and St. Joe's, and then I my wife's double dates and I are half basketball, half go out. And I watched the whole second half of the Pistons-Sixers game. Mm. And they played fine without him. He took a night off. And he admitted he wanted to rest. They have a nice little team, the Sixers. Now, Butler is an alpha male that's going to try, needs the ball, but he's going to make big shots. Simmons is clearly a passer that can't shoot. So if they want him to shoot on the perimeter, and Embiid's a good player. We got him an underarm. We had Steph Curry. We added Embiid. He's one of our guys. I follow him on Instagram. Maybe he's just getting used to the situation, like Otto Porter's getting used to having to rebound and play the four and doing a good job at it. I'm going to give Otto Porter a shout out. Him and Markieff Morris have done a great job of accepting their roles. Embiid, would you rather win the war? Would you rather go to the finals and play the Warriors, or would you rather not have Jimmy Butler and do what you did? There's going to be an adjustment, and everybody wants the bigs. See, that's why Markieff Morris is so valuable, because he can shoot. Like, he can play the five because he can shoot threes. You know, it's not. It's the new NBA, so maybe he just wants Embiid out there. He's going to have to adjust. But Jimmy Butler gives you a chance to win, go to the finals. And I think that that's worth the sacrifice. Maybe he's just getting used to it.
And I think that team needs a Jimmy Butler to close games.
Yeah. I mean, because Fultz didn't work. Look, right. They had a number one pick that didn't work. It's not his fault. Something's going on there, by the way.
Yeah, a lot's going on there. Let me ask you this, Coach. Does anybody, you know, I'm a gambling man. Does anybody shock the world and win the NBA Finals other than Golden State?
You know, until last night, and I think guys take things. I know Curry a little bit. I know his coach, Bob McKillop. I've been to his camp. He's an Under Armour guy. I think he heard some rumblings about the Bucks and said, take this last night. He's got that thing on his shoulder. You know, I have to watch Denver more, and they got a guy coming back, Will Barton, who's a Baltimore kid. Will the Thrill, Team Thrill. The Celtics, I can't wait to see the Celtics and Lakers in person. I don't really judge till I see teams in person. But the Raptors, we only lost on a last second shot to the Raptors. And I like Kyle Lowry. And it's funny, Chris Miller, our NBA counterpart, loves Kawhi Leonard. And I think he's really good. But it's the Warriors team to beat. But the Bucks have this little thing. This guy, Giannis, man. In other words, can a Jordan-type effort, can a Isaiah Thomas, a Magic Johnson, a Larry Bird, whatever it's going to be, Kobe Bryant. This guy Giannis is pretty good, and I like their new coach, so maybe I would lay a little money on Milwaukee, but like I said, that was before last night when they got killed. If I had to bet, I'm taking the Sixers because of Jimmy Butler's. Yeah, that guy can win you like big games to get to the finals. I don't think anybody in the West beats him, though.
So hearing you talk, it feels like...
Gary Williams thinks the Thunder, by the way, he told me yesterday.
They're scrappy.
Scrappy and Westbrook's a great athlete.
Westbrook had a triple-double last night. Now, George and Westbrook work.
Exactly.
But hearing you talk, Coach, it almost, by the way, Coach Jimmy Patzo's in studio here at Travis Thomas Experience. Hearing you talk, it almost feels like out east, you see it as, in no particular order, but Toronto, Milwaukee, and Boston, and Philly.
Those are the four, and that's why people are like, what's up with the Wizards? I just want to get in the playoffs because they think they're beatable.
Yeah,
I want to play Troy Brown. I love the rotation that they're using now. Of course, Wall's got to get a little healthier. But we have a superstar in Beal. If you come in fifth or sixth, can you win it? Yeah, you come in top four, you get a home series. But someone from the East is going to emerge, and just this guy, Giannis, he is superhuman.
Can he shoot?
He's getting better. And then, you know, they're going to make some trades, and there's going to be cap room, and someone's going to take a guy like Kyle Korver and all that kind of stuff. But the Warriors right now, because Cousins is coming, Gary Williams likes Oklahoma City Thunder. I don't speak for Gary Williams, but he told me yesterday, he said, I like the Thunder with George's role.
Yeah,
he thinks
scrappy.
Westbrook is such a good athlete. They got a big guy. They got a good. They got a great pickup. They got a guard from Atlanta last year.
Schroeder.
So you really do know the NBA better than... This guy was like the steal of the pickups, I thought. So Gary Williams kind of thinks Oklahoma City Thunder and, you know, the Warriors, clearly. And I think until Boston proves that they're better, because they came out to a slow start, I'm taking the Sixers and Jimmy Butler.
Are you going to see Gary today at this game?
I saw him yesterday. We did a function yesterday in Baltimore. He's down at the beach. We will watch the game, and then I'll see him next week.
This is what we got to do.
Bring him in here.
You two need to come in studio, and we talk 3 hours of nothing but basketball.
When college football, we'll come in once a month. I'll commit right now once a month. We're coming in.
Done.
I love this show.
Double J, sign
experience.
Us up. Write that down in
Double
the list.
Double J, size 13s. I didn't forget. I already wrote them down.
Yeah, and put that in list of things to do. World domination with Coach Patzos And Coach Williams.
You know what's
please.
Good is in January, and you guys are right, the baseball free agency's over, and then it's just like NBA, yeah. And we're talking about NHL, oops, but baby. NBA and college, and it's really going to shake out because college teams are playing 20 conference games, so there's going to be no hiding. But I like the NBA up close. It's funny,
it's awesome.
An NBA guy. I wasn't as much an NBA guy until I started doing the Wizards.
Sure.
Up close and watching for 48 minutes.
Yep.
Talented dudes.
Absolutely.
Come see the Celtics Lakers this week.
We've covered everything. Double J, literally, if you think about since Coach has been here, we did NFL, Nats, Cap. We got Caps in.
We snuck the Caps
in. Snuck the Caps in. I mean, we've just gone off the deep edge in basketball.
I'm walking out, but I want to know.
Talked about your career.
Would you sign Harper or no?
Hell no. In fact, you want me to go crazy? I was saying at the trade deadline.
To get rid of him?
Move him. Make him an offer. He's not going to take it, right? Because he wants to hit the open market. But to save face and to show respect, make him a fair offer, which they did later.
Very fair.
But make him an offer before the trade deadline. He'll say no. His agent, Boris, will say no. Right? He'll laugh you off. Trade his ass. Get something. Now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Stay with me, Coach. No way in hell you're going to get fair value for Bryce Harper, okay?
But now we got nothing.
But you got something if you moved him. You can get a haul in prospects. Look what the O's. Let's stay in your wheelhouse. Look what the O's
you're
got from Machado.
Over.
Look what they got from Machado, though. They got like five guys.
I know.
If two of them work, you got something.
I think John Angelos is on to something. Elias is going to be good. Now it's a ground up Atlanta
Braves.
Yeah,
you're going to have to wait for a while.
Yeah, I thought Harper would want to stay here. It seems like a good place to play. They loved him.
Not
Coach,
I don't
enough.
Know if you heard driving in. I said when that guy showed up to a Stanley Cup Finals game in a Vegas Golden Knights.
Was he crazy?
Listen,
I know he's from Vegas, but come on.
People have called this show. People in the media have. Your boy Jinx just ripped me a new one for that bothering me. People say he's from Vegas. What's your problem, Travis? Here's my thing, Coach. If let's say I
wouldn't have done that.
Stay with me, Coach. Let's say I'm from Dallas, okay? And I'm a Cowboy fan, but I work in this market. Do you really think I'm going to show up to these jobs talking that Cowboy stuff? You know why I wouldn't? Because I have self-awareness. Now, at home, in my privacy, whatever, I'd be cowboyed out. My problem with Bryce was he never felt like here. And that's his fault.
No, I feel that. And by the way, I moved back here last April. And if you couldn't feel the passion of the cat, I couldn't believe it when I got off the metro.
It was unreal.
The energy, the passion. I've always loved. All my players at Loyola knew who number 8 was. I said, why? They said, because he's the toughest dude and the most talented dude.
No
it's hard to find that.
Yes.
But to see the energy around the Caps, to not jump on that, that was probably poorly played by him. But they got the pitcher, and they seem to have a good team. And if he doesn't want to be, I just believe if you don't want to be here, it's not going to work. But I'm telling you, local fans, DeMatha tonight is worth versus IMG. The Terps are getting better. The Hoyas are good. American U sneaking some wins in over there. They're getting better. And then the Wizards. Keep the Wizards. Brooks, I'm going to leave with you on this note. I like Brooks. He's had a lot of courage. It would be easy to just say it's not working and play the same guys. He's tinkering. Thomas Bryan, who runs the floor, Satoransky, Keefe off the bench. You know, he's got Oubre. All right, he's just going to score. He's probably not going to pass, but that's okay. He's a scoring machine off the bench. Otto Porter to the four. They win tonight. Some things are coming for the Wizards.
Yeah, they're going to win tonight, and they're going to beat Oladipo-less Pacers.
There you go.
They'll run up five in a row. And then Boston will come here and beat their ass next week.
You think?
I think so.
I don't know. That's a big game Wednesday at home. I don't know. The Celtics are good. They've had their issue now. They won by a lot against the Knicks. They did.
Yeah.
they're starting to figure it out. But they had some issues early. So
we'll see.
I like the Wizards. They got a little grit. They're winning at home, and we need them to make the playoffs, and they're coming in the right direction.
Hey, well, you have true grit, Coach, and it's great.
Thanks for having me, Double J. I'll be back. And it is not the Travis Thomas Show. It is the Travis Thomas Experience.
Right. Double J, these are what you're getting, baby.
No, I'm getting him some. Huh? He might need a heavy-duty one. He's like me. He's a little bigger. He needs a little more shock absorber.
Coach Patsos, it's been an honor, man. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, brother. I'll be in again. I'll get Gary Williams in here in January.
We're going to make it happen.
That's done.
All right, so listen. Travis Thomas Experience has just gone to a new level. 106.7 The Fan.
Travis Thomas Experience. Taking your phone calls. 800-636-1067. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias. TravisThomasExperience.com.
Want to give big ups to Coach Jimmy Patsos, who was in studio with me. You guys should have seen my producer Double J's face light up when Patsos, who was assistant coach under Gary Williams forever, also a head coach in his own right at Loyola and Siena. But Double J's face lit up when Patsos said, listen, we'll bring Gary back. We'll talk a little sports, little college basketball, little March Madness. Double J, what went through your mind there? I saw your face.
I mean, I know Gary's great. I didn't know much about Coach Patsos on the air, but we could have him back anytime you want. You would never get a complaint from me.
He's fantastic. He is really good. Now, here's what, I told this story at the beginning of the show. The guy, even as a coach, always, like, what you see is what you get. And I think that's why he and I get along so good, because I'm the same way. There are people out there that love me, and there are people out there that hate me. There's no in between, right? Because I don't give a damn. And so people like that kind of are like-minded. And I think I was always drawn to him, even though I was covering him as a coach in the Baltimore market. I was always like drawn to that about him. He's just super real and he's loud and obnoxious like me.
And if you didn't know about his coaching past, you could listen to him talk and get that coaching aura about him.
No question. The only question I didn't get off to him that I wanted to was, will you ever go back into it? Because guys like him, I just don't feel like it's ever really gone. Like, these guys are so competitive.
He's finding other things, though, to occupy the time, though, right?
He's great. I mean, he's great on television. He's great on the show. He's great. He does radio. And he travels a lot. I know he does a lot of work with Under Armour. But honestly, dude, I bet you, and I don't even know if he would have been honest on air, but I bet you off air if I asked him that, maybe over a beer, I guarantee you he'd be like, oh, yeah, I still want to coach.
It's probably one of those, like, it's like in a terrible addiction. It's one of the things that will always be there in some form inside you.
Yeah, no question. So, listen, I bet on a lot of games this weekend, okay? How's that for a transition? Army is much better than Navy this year, but because it's Army-Navy, those games, to me, always feel close. Army is a 7-point favorite. I took Navy in the points. I think, look, it may not be a field goal last second, but I do feel like Navy might hang around in this game and cover that 7 points. So there you go. In the NFL, I went a couple different places, Double J. You're going to think I'm nuts. So the Saints, who annihilate everyone except the Cowboys, apparently, are playing Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay, okay? I got it at 8 points. It's all the way up now to 9.5. So money's pouring in on the Saints. I got it at 8. I took Tampa Bay to cover. I think that'll be a better game than people give it credit for.
I would agree, just because it's one of those division games where it doesn't make sense all the time, but somehow it'll be a close game.
Okay, well, with that theory, I took Indianapolis to cover at Houston. That number's 4.5. I think Andrew Luck had a bad week last week. I think Houston's been beating everyone. They're due for a loss. Indianapolis is in that playoff wild card hunt. I think they're desperate. Luck will never look as bad as he did last week, back to back. I think the Colts win outright or at least cover 4.5. Double J.
I think you make a good point, but I'm looking at Houston kind of like I looked at Carolina a few years ago when they made their Super Bowl run where they just kept on winning, and I kept thinking, like, how? And Houston's kind of doing the same thing this year, but I don't feel like they're as talented, and they are in a place to lose some momentum, and Colts are playing for their lives.
All right, we got two more. If you're just joining us, Double J and I are gambling heavily here on the Travis Thomas Experience. Philly in Dallas, in Jerry's world, I bet the Eagles at 3.5. Now, this is one of those things where that half a point in sports gambling is all the difference. I personally believe this game could come down to a field goal either way. So in this case, that hook, they call it a hook, a half a point. The hook is a crook. I think Philly covers the number. Who do you like, Double J?
I would have to stick with the home team in that instance because Dallas... They're not consistent, but when they come to play, they come to play.
I like it. Even though you disagree, you bring a good point. You're really going to disagree with me on this one. I'm out on a limb on this one. Sunday Night Football. I took the Chicago Bears at home. Home underdogs, Double J. The Rams are favored by 3. I took Chicago to cover the number, which basically I'm saying they're going to win outright. My thing is this. I just got back from L.A. last week. It is so easy to fall in love with walking on the beach, 75 degrees in December. But when you go to Chicago in December, good luck.
Yeah, I want to tell you that you're crazy and say offense wins, but defense wins championships, damn it.
You like Chicago. All right, so we only disagree on one game, that Dallas game. You like all my other picks. So that could mean I have a good week, or it could mean we're both morons and I don't get any of these right.
And you won't talk to me for a week.
Yeah, so what's funny, right, is one of my coworkers, Chris Miller, who covers the Wizards, he's a Carolina Panther fan. And I was going to bet Panthers go into Cleveland and win that game tomorrow. They are favored by let me get this right. I think it's a point. It's like really close, right? And I'm like, all right, basically Cam's going to beat Baker Mayfield. Okay, yeah, it's a point. So I go to Chris Miller. I'm like, hey, I'm thinking about betting your Panthers this week. Double J, he looked at me like he gave me the horror movie, like do not go in there kind of look.
As to say, don't take the Panthers?
Yeah, because he said Cam Newton's throwing shoulder is jacked. That's why they've been losing these games. That's why I've been a degenerate gambler so hard, because I had no idea.
Yeah, but Cleveland has to really make me go, wow, I missed that bus, before I can start going with them.
I agree. However, if a Panther fan is telling me don't bet the Panthers against Cleveland, that's scary, right?
It's true, but if you were to come to me about the Ravens and Lamar Miller, I wouldn't talk positively even though they're 3-0.
You know what's funny with Lamar Jackson is Jimmy Patso sat
Jackson.
Here. Jimmy Patso sat here and said the Ravens. He said it like he didn't bat an eye. Jimmy Patso said the Ravens are going to beat Kansas City in Kansas City tomorrow.
Yeah, I almost had an episode in here when he said that.
I mean, he believes, he likes this Lamar Jackson kid. I like him too.
I mean, he's very talented, but that doesn't work in the NFL for very long.
I agree. You're right. He's got to get better. Boy, we know that around here really well with RG.
Yes, we do.
I'll say this, though, man.
Only one even remotely successful was Michael Vick, and that's the only guy.
Here's the deal, though, right? Joe Flacco's done there.
He'll be somewhere else next year.
Lamar Jackson will get better at throwing the ball. My only concern with the Kansas City game tomorrow for them is if Mahomes comes out and he's Mahomes and they get behind.
Right.
You can't do all that running stuff if you're down 2 touchdowns, brother.
Right. If they're going to put up 40 points, you're going to have to figure something out. Running the ball all day long is not going to help.
So I think we'll know the outcome of that game early.
Oh, yeah. Definitely by halftime.
I think before. I honestly, Double J, I think at the end of the first quarter, you'll know. Because
Are we talking like a 2-score lead at the end of the first?
10.
Okay.
To me, 10's a barometer. If the Ravens get down early by 10, Kansas City's going to walk the dog.
And I hate hearing about the whole, good Lord. I lost my thought. I'm so sorry.
Brain parts happen.
This has been a public service announcement. This is your brain. This is your brain on brain farts. When you have thoughts and they disappear. Oh, wait, he's got it back.
When they talk about how bad a defense is and then they come to your place and they just completely shut your team down, it's like, oh, that's great.
Yeah, but it's not their defense. Kansas City you're talking about?
Right.
It's not their defense. If they beat your team tomorrow, it's because Lamar can't throw the ball.
Right, but I'm saying everybody keeps talking about how it should be a tinkling contest because the Kansas City defense is so bad. But if they come in and just shut everything down and make him throw the ball, then what are we going
to
see?
That's a good point. There's a good Monday night game, too, I wanted to gamble on that I didn't. Minnesota at Seattle. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I was going to bet Kirk Cousins on Monday night in a tough place to play in Seattle. I just feel like both of those teams are playoff teams, and I think Minnesota's a better team. I mean, we'll find out. I'm just glad to see a couple good Monday nighters this season because for the most part, Monday night sucks. But we did get Rams and Chiefs. I feel like last week was decent. And then, obviously, with even those Skins lost. And then Minnesota and Seattle's a pretty good one. All right, so speaking of the Redskins, Gus Verratt, when we come back, I'm going to ask him if he could play quarterback tomorrow against the Giants. No, seriously. Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.